Good morning, David.
Good morning, Paul.
Yes, you promised you'd call and you did.
Yes.
Well, I was hoping you would. David, for all you folks out there, David is a patient of mine and has been for some time. And I did an interview with him when he just sort of was just beginning your program, right?
That's correct.
So we're kind of doing a follow-up here. But for those of those folks who missed part one, what were you suffering from that, you know, I guess inspired you to do something about?
Well, I had recurring migraines. In fact, when I came to see you, I was starting to get migraines on a weekly basis instead of just once a month.
Ouch.
And I had low back pain, and most of the time it was just like a dull ache, but then there were times when that dull ache would turn into a sharp pain, like someone was sticking a knife in my back, and there were times, and I'd go see my chiropractor, and it would help for that day, but then it'd come right back.
Right.
And then I had shoulder and knee aches, and brain fog, and I'll tell you, I used to tell my wife, you know, I just feel like I'm about 1,000 years old.
So
why, you know? And the funny part is, you know, now that I'm more than twice, you know, almost three times the age I was when I was 20, there were times when I used to feel like Methuselah, and I'd be going, why? I'm young,
and
supposedly healthy. Why am I feeling so lousy?
Right, and supposedly healthy. I mean, you got blood work done for physicals, right?
Oh, yeah.
You have to, especially with respect to the job you're in.
That's right.
Right, so you were getting all that stuff, and the blood work was revealing what?
I'm a normal, healthy person. In fact, my blood pressure has always been good. My blood reports would come back going, wow, you're looking healthier than, you know, people your age. And in fact, you look like you're probably about 25 based on your blood work.
So you're looking like you're 25 based on your blood work. And yet your personal experience of the quality of your life is that you're the 1,000-year-old man.
That's right.
So how does that jive? How do we explain that?
Well, the doctors couldn't explain it. All they could do is give me pills for pain. Like I say, I have a great chiropractor that I work with, and you know, he'd get me working for a day or two, and then I'd have to go back and see him because of the back pain. Now, the only time I get a back pain is when I do something foolish.
And we're going to talk about that. We're going to get into that. And you had a couple other things, too, that I just sort of want to lay out there for folks who might relate to those conditions. You're also having difficulty with your sleep.
Yes. Well, now I fall asleep within 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And in fact, the only time I wake up is if my wife wakes me up by accident, or if one of my adult children tries to sneak up on me. She can't do that.
Sneak up on you. I'm not going to get into that part.
No, well, is Dad asleep?
Yeah. Well, not now.
I would.
Yeah, right. Not now. And you also suffered from allergies, didn't you?
Oh, yes. Well, I took allergy shots for 20 years, and now, in fact, when I got tested, they figured out that I was actually allergic to nature, and
there you go.
Well, no, I mean, because they, you know, they do the scratch test, and they did the epidermal test, where they just, you know, put the little stuff underneath your skin and give you a little bubble, and my entire back blew up. I mean, literally, my back increased by about an inch and a half.
Wow.
Because of the reaction to everything.
Wow.
So
wow.
I was allergic to grass, trees, dogs, cats, birds, you name it. I was allergic to it. And now I have four dogs and a cat, and
Turns out you weren't really allergic to all those things in the first place, right?
No. I apparently wasn't allergic to any of those things, but...
But these tests showed that you were.
Yes.
These tests show that you were having reactions to them. This is the confusing stuff. So we set the stage, right? You've done all your blood work, and you do it year after year, and you show yourself to be a perfectly healthy individual, and yet the quality of your life, you know, is horrible. And then you've got all these allergies that you've had for 20 years that you suffered from that are revealed according to the scratch and sniff tests and, you know, whatever. And now you know, very little of that was true. How did that make you feel?
Well, it made me very, very angry at the allopathic medical thinking because I'm going, well, why can't these doctors help me? And the bottom line is, all they can do is deal with the symptoms. They never seem to get to the root cause. And when I've done a lot of alternate health type things.
Like what? Well, you said chiropractic, and what else?
I've been going to a chiropractor for years and maintain my back and so forth. So I'm happy with him. I've done naturopath, which they found a few things, but wasn't too happy with that. And my acupuncturist, who really has helped me through a lot of pain over the years. But again, they haven't been able to get to the root cause. And, they've all made suggestions, all in the right direction, just so you know. I mean, they've said, cut out sugar, eat better. And hey, I was following their directions and I was going, I was trying to eat better, cutting back on my sugar intake. The problem was that every once in a while I would eat half a gallon of Death by Chocolate ice cream,
Oh my God.
Well, hey, I love chocolate.
Well, you and me both. I'm a chocoholic, man.
And I'd sit down and watch a movie and eat my half gallon chocolate ice cream. And my wife would buy these, the half gallon for me because she'd go, I know that this will last you like two movies as long as you don't pig out on, and I'd have great time eating it. But if I ate too much of it, I would really start feeling bad and...
Right. If you ate too much, and then, of course, you found out subsequently that eating any was really the problem.
Well, yeah. I mean, and I was doing really good. In fact, my acupuncturist was using me as an example because I'd cut back on my sugar intake. I'd cut back on my ice cream intake, my latte intake. I'd been doing all these things to improve, and I was getting better, but I wasn't seeing... real improvement.
How did you come to the nutrition response testing technology in the first place?
I found you at community event.
Right.
Where I ran across you and your staff, and you have a great staff, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Got to give them applause because they are super cool people. And I ran into you and. Your folks offered me this nutrition response testing, and I said, it couldn't hurt. I'll give it a shot. And I came in to see you. I got tested
using the muscle testing technology.
That's correct.
Right, something totally out of the box, something that is not conservative in any way, something that is totally unusual for most people. And you were probably one of them, although you had utilized outside of the box technologies anyway, like acupuncture and chiropractic and whatnot. But yet, result?
Well,
with the test, was it painful?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
It was non-invasive. in fact, it was so simple that I was trying to figure out why. The medical doctors aren't using it because, to my way of thinking, it would be a whole lot cheaper if every doctor's office used nutrition response testing, and they could, if you're coming in with a heart attack, we've got the greatest system in the world for emergency and you know, true emergency things, like if you have a gallbladder attack, they can go in and you know, cut out your gallbladder and put you back together again. But as far as you know, keeping you from having maybe a gallbladder problem and so forth, they've really got nothing.
They got nothing. Yeah. It's not that they couldn't, but if you really don't believe that nutrition is actually, you know, at the heart of, all chronic disease in the first place, or certainly most all chronic disease, then right then and there, you're in trouble, right?
That's correct.
I mean, can nutrition really turn back the clock on disease like I claim?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. I'm living proof of it, and my coworkers are always asking me why, you know, because they go, you are the happiest guy in the world, and, you know, you're healthy, and you run up and down the stairs, and you drive us nuts. You're like this, you know, two-year-old kid running around, you know, at work, why are you like this? I'm going, well, because I have lots of energy and I'm, you know, really happy and I love my job and I try to eat better. In fact, I eat a whole lot better than I did 2 years ago when I first came to see you.
Now, one of the things about nutrition response testing, which I believe you have found so useful, is the fact that it is the identification of the persons, yours, mine, and listeners out there, your own nutritional deficiencies and barriers to healing. I mean, you used some supplements before you came to see me. Did they work?
Oh, they would work, maybe. I mean, there were times when I would feel a little bit of difference for a while, but in the long term, no, they really didn't make a difference.
They really didn't make a difference. And so with the nutrition response testing, we identified your personal nutritional deficiencies and your barriers to healing, things like food sensitivities, which you learned.
Oh, yes.
And also ongoing immune challenges and the effect of the environment by chemicals and by metals. I mean, everybody knows that the environment is toxic. How many people do you think know how that toxic environment is actually affecting them functionally right now? How many people do you think?
Oh, probably about, well, I'd say 50% of the people actually know that it could be affecting them, but knowing for sure that they're actually being adversely affected, I'd say maybe 10% of
not very many.
No.
But with the nutrition response testing, you found out, didn't you?
That's right. I mean, it is so laser-like that it's downright scary.
It is downright scary.
Well, it's not scary, but it's like, wait a second. You mean to say that when I ate that taco the other day or yesterday afternoon that I poisoned myself? That's right. And I'm going, actually there are times, as you know, when I come in, I go, okay, I can tell you exactly what I did. And I'm pretty sure that when I ate this thing yesterday or 2 days ago, that's when I started feeling bad, and things just kind of went downhill from there. And you know, it's just like in the last 2 years, I've only had two colds, and I'd swear I used to get them like every month.
Every month, yeah.
And now that I've got grandkids around all the time, I actually don't even worry about them bringing colds home anymore, because as long as I do things right and I get my proper sleep and I do eat right, I'd say about 99% of the time.
Eat right based on your nutritional healing program.
That's right.
Right.
Because it is different from other people. And so there are things that I avoid, because I've obviously attended several of your seminars, and I actually had fun with the one family that sat in front of me where they were going, well, you know, this is what we've avoided, and you know, when I went, this is what I did, and I learned. And then when I started cooking for the family, everybody else kind of said, well, this is all really good food, because that's the way it is in my household, where, you know, I'm trying to get the rest of my family to participate.
Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting, David? I mean, one of the things about, and of course, this is my passion, is if I can address one member of a family and show them, you, how important nutrition is, and then you succeed as you have, it changes not just you, but it has the potential to change your entire family. And what parent out there doesn't want to ensure that their child has the most opportunity that they can have with respect to enjoying a high quality of life? I mean, is there any parent out there who wouldn't want that to happen?
Not that I'm aware of. Everybody wants our children and our grandchildren to have a better life and better health than we have.
With the information that you know with respect to your personalized nutritional healing program, is there any way that you could see that this wouldn't be appropriate for every family? And isn't it possible to do?
I think everybody and everyone in every family should participate in nutrition response testing and learn about the nutrition that they need so that they all get healthy and they can live what I call a full and vibrant lifestyle.
What would you say to somebody who said, but, you know, I mean, does that mean like I can't have a little bit of ding dong or a little bit of Skittles?
Don't get me started on that, because let's put it this way, at least once a month, I do something that foolish. Like, I will take a bite, like one single bite of a, like a homemade pie.
Homemade.
I know.
Fruit pie.
And as long as it's only one tiny little bite, it doesn't seem to throw my system out.
Cool.
But if I actually sat down and ate an actual piece of pie, even what I call a really, you know, 1-inch piece, absolutely not.
Okay. Hey, David, we're going to talk more. Hold that thought, because it's radio time and I got to take a break.